Cheers!
Cheers! Well, it's that time again.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Susan.
And this is Two Friends, One Chat.
One Chat.
One Chat, at least for this episode.
Every episode's just one chat, but okay.
It's funny though, because now we have like three seasons of just one chats.
Right? Three. So many numbers, guys. 2 plus 1 is 3.
Ooh, all right. All
two
right.
Friends, one chat, 3 seasons.
And then
math.
And we are going to do 4. Yeah, math. Mass. It's math. Wouldn't worry about it. Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, lots going on. Stress is high.
Yeah.
Personally, professionally, all of that. But I feel like I'm managing it really well, which, like, I'm proud of myself. Do you know what I mean?
Man, you should be proud of yourself.
Right?
I love that too, of finding a way to like build in positive to, I think your experience is probably what a lot of people are feeling right now, myself included. But I love this, like taking pride in the fact that like you've done your work and you're managing it well.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I think so often we want to think like we do the work and then everything is magically perfect, right? Everything's fine and I don't have bad days and stress is not a thing. No, these tools just help us manage all of this. But to recognize, I mean, as we've been talking about, right? The world is burning, zombies are coming, like, and then also just to live.
Yeah.
Home stress, normal work stress.
Yeah.
But not to like totally succumb to all of it, right? And to still get up and have a semi-positive attitude and still do your work. And yeah, it's hard. I'm not normally proud of myself. So I'm proud of myself for being proud of myself also.
I love that. I love that so much. There's a clip from The Daily Show. And it's a lady and she's like speaking to the camera. So it looks like she's looking right at you. And she's like, do not let them bring you down. Do not let them make you become like apathetic. And I'm not doing it justice, but it's like this awesome, like pump up video. And I rewatch that reel sometimes because I just am like, yes, I love this. Like stay in it, stay focused and stay like, you know, keep that energy behind what you're doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that kind of reminded me of that, but I love this ability of everything stressful, which it totally is.
Right.
We've got like the social political things happening. You have a brand new high level job. It's not fully defined. You've had like health stuff. I mean, you really have had a lot. And I love that you find a way to be proud of yourself. That's awesome.
I know. That's a big, big switch for me. Big change for me. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Listeners, I hope that you get to a point where you get to experience being proud of yourself because it's a really great feeling. Yeah. And especially like if you grew up religious where they were like, pride cometh before fall and all this stuff. Just like, whatever. You should be proud of yourself. Well, you know,
like truly have grown up not knowing how it feels, or even if you did feel it, you thought it was like a negative thing to feel, to be proud of yourself or think, man, I really crushed that thing. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, when you get to just feel it and like own it. Oh, it feels so good. Feels so good.
It's like a self-esteem boost, you know, because you can, and I really think we need to, this is a small mental health skill. We've talked about this too, with celebrating the wins, but you really need to let yourself feel and be in that and be present with that, like feeling of pride and accomplishment. because like you can use that as a milestone to look back on when you doubt yourself in the future. Like you can be like, actually, this is evidence that I have that I am capable and able and confident and things like that. So I think that yeah, if you've not felt it before, or just like you said, if it's been a negative in the past, it we tend to glance over those things and not live in them and be like, but you need to so much.
And not to continue to toot my own horn, but to say it out loud. I mean, I think there's that whole other step of like saying it out loud to someone and sharing it. I correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not wrong, but please tell me what you think. I mean, tell me what you think as well. But don't you think there's this whole other level of like not even owning and accepting that I'm proud of myself, but then like telling other people that?
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's how you market, man. Like, yes, because and this kind of leads into what we're going to talk about. Like communities are so important. So if you shout out like, "Hey, I did this thing. I'm really proud of it." And you get from your community, yes, like you get this positive affirmation. You get like verbal and physical high fives. When you doubt yourself next, that community is going to be like, they're going to remind you that it's so funny that you say that, but I remember when you just crushed this thing. Not only that, your community will see the strengths in you and find ways to like promote you. Like, and I don't mean promote in like the gross way, like
No,
followers
right.
and stuff. No.
But like use your strengths.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So, yes, I couldn't agree more. If you've done something and you're proud of it, tell your circles and announce it just like that. You know what? I did something I'm really proud of. Your friends and family and everyone in your little social circle rings, which by the way, we'll probably touch on hashtag throwback quite a bit in social circles this episode, but they will be jazzed for you. And in a time when we need great news, do it. Shout it out.
Do it.
Shout it out.
And if they're not jazz for you, kick them out of your circle.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Well, maybe put them on a performance improvement
Okay,
plan
oh, fine. Fine. You're too nice.
I love it. Susan with the
You're
hammer.
not jazzed enough. You're out.
You're out. I was actually expecting some jazz hands. Get out. We kid, you guys. We kid. But I think you have actually made a really good point and kind of a hashtag throwback to our social circles conversation, which I really encourage if you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to it. I think we have a couple in the series, but it is so helpful as you build your own personal social network. I don't mean social media network, I mean social network to survive. Like we know relationship is everything. We provide some really good tips and tools on how to navigate your intimate relationships, your friendships, your partnerships, your exchange circles, all of those things, and good helpful tips to be healthy in those. So, but I am excited because today we're talking about communities.
Now I just want to watch that TV show. I might start that one over again.
Get out of my brain, because the second I said that, I was like, oh man, I'm totally gonna talk about the TV show Community
Yeah,
because I love
so
it.
good.
That show is tremendous.
Oh.
Who's your favorite character?
You know, I think, and I'm not trying to like bring it back to the topic, but like you truly need them all. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
Like
nice.
I don't know that I think there are like some shows you can watch and there's just a character that's like so amazing and you love them and they could have their own spin-off and all of that.
Yeah.
That group, I mean, they just none of them really worked without each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, you just
Oh,
have
yeah.
to have them all. I don't think I could pick.
I think that's a really great assessment of the show because they do such a wonderful job of like You really do need everyone at the table for the show to work.
Yes.
And I love that, like, first of all, that show has, it's so smartly written, right? Like, it's got layers on layers on layers.
Oh.
And I, sometimes, like, I'll just go down a real rabbit hole where I'm like watching people explain because it's just wonderful. So, 10
Yeah.
of 10. My favorite character is the Dean, though. He kills me every time. Like, his
So wonderful.
so wonderful. Like, the costumes he wears, how he presents himself.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
The way he just pops in,
The episode
and
where
you're
he
like,
comes
what?
out as a politician, I about cried my eyes out. I was laughing so hard. Like, oh my gosh. You guys, if you haven't seen it, probably one of the greatest sitcom length TV shows I've ever seen. I think I'm
Oh.
gonna rewatch it too. Yeah.
Oh, and I mean, I've rewatched it at least 4 or 5 times. I mean, it's definitely one of the go-tos
Oh yeah.
in our house for sure. And it just, you're right. And I think you're right about the layers, because every time it's like you're watching it for the first, like you pick up on different stuff every, especially if you've seen it.
Yeah.
Because the comedy is still there, but you know it's coming, so you get all these other layers. Oh,
And if
treat
you've,
yourselves, guys. Treat yourselves if you have not watched this.
oh, yes, treat yourself. And it's such a good treat because it's short episodes, which I
Yeah.
love. And there, you can get the gist of it without paying like 1,000% attention, right? You don't need to,
Oh,
like, you know, so
do
it's,
all your other things also. Yeah,
yes, like
it'll be
do an
fine.
arts or craft or like, you know what I mean? Like, really. And if you're a movie buff, what I love about the show is they often parody movies
Yep.
in episodes. And so, like, that's kind of one of the layers too. And they're just, it's,
It's so fun.
I'm like excited for somebody who's not watched it getting to watch it for the first time. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Oh my gosh, could you imagine not having ever
no.
seen this and like were your intro to it, and now your life is about to be changed?
You're gonna have the best,
You're gonna have
jealous.
the best time.
And you can just stream it all. You don't even have to wait for the episodes. So beautiful.
Oh,
It's a
lucky.
beautiful, beautiful thing.
Lucky.
Anyway, we really fanned out about
Okay.
Dean. But okay, so what we did want to talk about today is because we kind of alluded to it a little bit last episode. We talked about like how strong communities can really help protect and keep us safe in a time like we are looking at echoing and learning from past really hardships like the Great Depression, or like you had brought up, like how do we prep for a natural disaster? And we keep coming up with this concept that communities are that safe space.
Right.
And strong communities means that we can last even longer together. So we were thinking, gosh, maybe we should talk a little bit more about observations that we've seen in strong communities and maybe what we can do as individuals. We touched on that a little bit, but really expanding on the ideas of how can we as one person contribute to and bring, like, make our communities stronger and really protect ourselves and those around us. I think that's probably one of the biggest things I want to iterate is so often we're fed a narrative that it's like, and this I think is kind of the American spirit in a positive way, is this individualistic, you know, which is beautiful.
Ooh, right.
It's so beautiful. I think there are parts about that that I just love about myself. And sometimes we overemphasize that and underemphasize the value of communities, and we truly are stronger together. And so, how do we honor that individualistic spirit? It's so great. It's good. How do we do that and have strong communities? And like, so that we can thrive and survive in a really hard time. Whatever that may look like, it may look political, could look natural disaster. You know, anything could happen, but everyone benefits from a strong community. So, what are observations? We'll start there. What are some observations that you have made of a strong community?
Ooh, I love this so much. And I totally agree, right? I don't want to lose the individuality,
It's beautiful.
but less of the like must be independent and self-reliant, right? So I think my biggest one for strong communities that I've been thinking about is, and it's hard, but it's communication, like open, honest communication. I don't think truly strong communities work unless you can have, and communication, good and bad, right? We're pumping each other up, but we're also like holding each other accountable. Being like, hey, this thing isn't working, or this behavior feels off, or like, and I'm not saying that because I want you out of my community, but I'm saying that because I love you and want you in it. So how do we address whatever the thing going on is?
How does that look in your community? Like, can you give an example of that playing out?
I mean, I think unfortunately more often you see it not working out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, tell me about that.
I think of time, and I, you know, there's like, I'm thinking of like personal strong communities and the ones that like I've watched from afar and how they have worked or not worked. But when we don't talk to each other, honestly, resentment builds, right? If that person in our community has hurt us or the community somehow, and no one says anything, and then everyone starts talking behind people's backs, and people, like I said, that resentment builds, and then the energy's off, right? And if no one ever addresses that, like we talk all the time, then it explodes.
Yeah,
We
that's
don't
exactly.
address stuff, then it explodes in the wrong, weird ways, or just explodes when. If we had stopped and that thing, that hurt occurred, and we just stopped and said, hey, whoa, or maybe not immediately. I mean, I think sometimes you need to process a little bit, but you come back to it and just address like, hey, this felt this way. Was that your intention? Was that truly what you meant? And this is something I Th this is really hard to do, but supposedly I'm good at it. I keep hearing it work. I'm good at having the hard conversations in a kind way. So,
Wonderful.
but they're really hard to do, and most people are going to shy away from that for sure. But I think for me, it builds a strong community because we prove that, look, we can have this disagreement or this hard time, but still have the same goal, still get to where we need to go, and still stand by side and work together to do this thing. And I think to me, that's a sign of a strong community.
I love that. It's like that's one of my favorite tools to use when having like a large group discussion. You know, a lot of the work I do is like multi-systems work. So everyone's
Yes.
coming at a different lens, but we do all have this common goal. And it is the one of my absolute go-to tools is like, let's stay focused on the common goal. Because that's one thing we know we share, right? And
That's
so
right.
yes, and it is that is a tool I hope all of our listeners put in your tool belt is keep it goal focused when you're having a really hard conversation. Like, especially I think about this in, as we touched on it a little bit, how sometimes you can have conflicts with your neighbors. That's super, super common, right? Like, I think people, especially I think Americans, because we have this like, I just think it's probably more common here. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but it is so important to have those discussions and keep it goal focused, right? Because
Yes.
you and your neighbor may have drastically different opinions on most things. We're very polarized right now politically. But if you can keep it focused on, hey, I'm trying to do this to keep our neighborhood
Right.
X, Y, and Z, So framing is going to be really important, but I love this common goal. And yeah, I love, and yeah, I think that's a wonderful tool for a strong community. It's funny that you went more like communication, like kind of like a real soft skill, because I went really tangible in my mind. I was like, okay, when I think of a strong community, I'm like, how is our community treating people that fall outside of the norm circle, right? Like,
Right.
so you've got money, you're like, you don't have disability, you're probably male, like anything. So how are we treating people of color, women, people with disabilities, anything that's outside of that, you know, poor people, like people
Right.
with money, how are we treating them and what does that look like? And I feel that that to me is like the strongest communities are not just like othering those groups and being like, oh, look, we're caring for them, but like they are taking those communities and sweeping them into that primary circle. And
Right.
then that's where I see like communities really truly thrive. And I think that can feel a little bit shocking to some people that that is what strength looks like, but
Yeah.
I promise you that is how people thrive. Because if you have all the ideas at the table, the ideas get better.
Right.
And you know, like, and so I think, so it's been really cool to have moved to Cincinnati, first of all, because Hamilton County, that's my employer, has really cool, unique ways of just providing ample amounts of supports, non-clinical supports to people who need them. Like it is. And so I think when I reflect on strong communities, I really am like, wow, this community is so advanced. They're doing things that I was only dreaming of abilities to do in other communities.
Oh.
And so, and every place has like room for growth. So,
Sure. We
but
all do.
we all do. We all do. And I'm like, this community is so strong. Like, these are systems that have been set up for years, like decades. Like they were like, our community needs this, so we're going to make it happen. And so
Wow.
these things into place. And I am so honored, first of all, to live here. But I really am starting to reflect on like when strong communities, what that looks like, there's a tangible piece. And I
Okay.
think a resource, tangible piece. And so it's really neat to see that happen. And I was just reflecting with you, sometimes when you drive around here, and maybe this juxtaposition is just from like moving from Las Vegas, where like, you know, they struggle immensely with displaced population, and there's not enough social services to even kind of tap the surface of the need. And of course, the weather exasperates that on your mental health. It's so hard. So,
Yeah.
Vegas is a really difficult place to live. It's even more difficult to be displaced, and they have an exponentially large displaced population.
Yeah.
So, to come from that to Cincinnati, where it's not a resource desert out here, like during the summer, you can just the highways lined with like pear trees with pears on them. So
What?
it's quite beautiful, but there's a interesting juxtaposition between that and a resource desert where like,
Yeah.
you know, even just the optics of it have a way of changing. But we definitely have displaced population here in Cincinnati. That's a part of any metropolitan area. But you can see like we have a bus stop by our house, and you'll find little like rolled up socks in little plastic bags, and they put them at the base of the stop, you know, like the little
Yeah.
not the stop sign, but the bus stop announcement sign.
Yeah.
And then where you would see sometimes you'll see people panhandling, they'll leave little bags, like little Ziploc bags, all closed up with basic hygiene stuff. So a toothbrush,
Yeah.
toothpaste, deodorant, you know, like really, you know, like a little hygiene kit. And that when you drive past that, it has such an impression. I think for me, especially as a social worker, I am just so full of hope for people, and that hope is really contagious because it's like, there are immense amount of reasons you could be struggling and panhandling, like so many, right?
So many reasons, yeah.
Yeah, like struggling with addiction, struggling with domestic violence, I mean, you name it. And there's something so beautiful about that person doesn't, they didn't need to be screened to get that kit. They didn't need to
Right.
call, they didn't need to pre-qualify, which is a kind of a struggle in social services. If anybody works, we're always trying to get our clients qualified for the things they need.
Oh, yes.
And it is sometimes it feels a little bit like an uphill battle.
They didn't get preached to. That's,
Totally.
I mean,
Totally.
and if you love Jesus, yay.
Yeah.
Amen to you. But I've worked in enough
Yeah.
places and done enough social service and volunteering. We don't need to preach at people to give them basic supplies.
And you really nailed it. I worked at several places like that, and it was difficult. It was really frustrating because, like, yeah.
But
Getting preached at should be a choice.
part of what I hear you saying, I think when I try to like drill that down, is strong communities are observing their
Yeah.
community. They're looking to see. They don't just like have a goal and move forward and put blinders on. They're
Yes.
looking and observing within and around their community to see what the need is. And then, like you said, bringing everyone to the table.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like it's so inclusive, right? Like
Right.
it's so inclusive to think, instead of being like annoyed by this panhandler, which by the way, panhandlers can be totally irritating. Like,
Sure.
right, it's not even saying, it's not even discounting the frustration of that. It's like none of that matters. You are a part of my community and you need to be cared for.
Yeah.
And that is like, holy cow, that is the most cool visual that you could give. Like, this is so silly, but I think of, I don't care who you are, where you're from, or what you did. And that's like the community. Yes.
Yeah. I'm watching the entire video in my head right now.
Aren't we all?
They're in that weird, like, airport hangar, garagey type of.
Oh yeah, I feel like aren't they in the real like the white jean jump like outfits?
In part of it,
Yeah. Oh yeah.
no.
No, I think I'm thinking of
The white jean outfits are a whole
Springboard.
different, like, no, that's a whole different. I think that's like the song they made that, like,
They're
of our
puppets, right?
fans. No, that's a whole different song.
Oh
Also,
God, damn it.
a different group. That's a different group.
Oh boy.
Ouch, Annie. Ooh,
Who
you just
did?
sub
Who
in
did?
thinking Backstreet Boys, you're in
Wait, who did Long As You Love Me? Is that Backstreet Boys?
That's Backstreet.
Okay, I
The
did know
puppets
that.
are insane.
Oh,
Sorry.
should have known. I should have known. Well, it was really more of a
Anyway,
girl
anyway.
anyway. So, shout out to Hanson. I can still sing every word of Mbop. And I can. But I think you're right. I think you've made a really great point of like you're observing. And this isn't about where you want to take the community. This is about looking around and making sure all those outside circles, anyone that's been othered, we got to bring them in. Like, yep, just we got to scoop them in. Everyone has to be on the ins. And that's how you have a strong community, right?
Yeah.
I want to caution people to really stay focused and vigilant that when there are large entities telling you that someone belongs on the outside of your community
Right.
because of something, and it can be anything. Be so cautious because what we know is that, like, relationship is everything. Humans need it to survive. If you are labeling and moving somebody out of that circle, you are sentencing them to a social death sentence,
Right.
which we know has, like, real consequences on mental. Like, hopefully they'll have a community they can bond with if you've pushed them out, because it doesn't necessarily mean they're gonna die. But like, that will take a huge toll on them mentally. That's why we see a lot of marginalized populations with higher suicide rates.
Right.
Like, pay attention to that.
Right.
And just start sweeping those groups in, man. We're putting them in that middle. We're putting them in those inside circles. And that is a community that's going to thrive. And it's going to be
Yes.
awesome. And that's a community I'm, yeah.
And I think it's important to note there's different types of communities, right? We talk about social circles. Parts of those, like, you get to create on your own, right? You get to make some of your own communities.
Absolutely.
And other communities you are just going to naturally be a part of.
Love this.
So I don't want people to think that, like, they have to bring people that don't feel comfortable or safe to them into their, like, personal communities.
Love this.
And just to recognize that, like, but, like, you have a job. Well, you are part of that community now, right? You live in a neighborhood. You're part of that community.
You live in a city. You're part of the
Right?
community. Yep.
So there are certain communities you are just naturally going to be a part of, and I think those are the ones where we're talking about you got to bring everyone in that community in,
That's right.
or it doesn't work. But I don't want people to think they have to, like, bring uncomfortable or people they might not feel safe around into their personal communities. Although, I mean, I would should always stretch your boundaries a little bit, but
No, but
not if they're dangerous, obviously, but
I think you've made a really great point though, because I'm glad we're talking about this distinction. There's communities, just like you said, like, you work a place, bam, you're there. You're part of that community. There's nothing you can do about that.
welcome.
Yeah, you live somewhere, bam, you're part of that community. Damn. Or like, not damn, dang. Damn. But
Damn.
communities aren't your social circles, right?
Right.
So when we build, and we'll hashtag throwback just really fast, but like, you have your intimate partners are the closest thing in your social circles, right? You cannot put a whole community in that social circle. It can't be done, because you will go bananas. We found that even extroverts can only have so many close relationships without those turning more into friendships, because like, no one has that time and energy. And that's fine, actually, by the
Yeah.
way. That's great. It's beautiful to have a rich friendship network.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. Like, your intimate partner circle is something you should choose, and choose wisely and well. That doesn't have to be a huge circle. It won't be. But those are the people that you deeply know, that you deeply trust, that you spend a lot of time with. You know, your whole community can't fit in that. So I love this honoring of choice. Like, your intimate partner circle is, you get to really choose and build that. You know, like, I think for a lot of people, you know, like, this will be like, well, not, I actually, not a lot of people, but maybe a good majority, probably your siblings are going to be in there, some
Yeah.
relatives, you know, like, people that have known you a really long time. You know, your BFFs, your intimate partners, you know, like, that's
Yeah.
a really beautiful circle. And totally your building and your choice. That's lovely. So I think communities really fall more into like the friendship, the partnerships, the exchange, the like, those, you know, like, those kind of circles. So I think you're really right. You should not be intimate partners with someone you don't trust. That's going to be an off balanced relationship. It won't
Right.
work.
Right.
You'll just be really scared all the
That does
time.
not sound fun.
Yeah, that's a no for me. I'm going to pass on that.
Pass.
Yeah. I do like the note though of stretching yourselves, because sometimes, I heard a great biologist talk about this, and we've talked about it a little bit on the show too, is like, you know, to be afraid of someone who's different is a natural biological response, because
Right.
your body's telling you need to survive. And that's different, and it could be scary, it could be risk. Right. And couple that with some pretty heavy, like, racist social programming that we go through, which we've talked about too in other episodes, that might exaggerate that knee-jerk reaction of like, I'm afraid of a person. But the biologist was talking about that's biology, but we are evolving. So like you have the capacity to retrain your brain. So I love your focus on like, but stretch yourself. If
Yeah.
you're getting that knee-jerk reaction, let's unpack that. My goodness, get a therapist, talk it out. Like get a professional in there because it is worth exploring for this, for one, your mental health, because you don't want to have knee-jerk reactions all the time. But also like that is how strong communities are built, is we remove
Yes.
those knee-jerk reactions to people that look different, or act different or speak, you know, like different. It's yeah, anyway. So good point. Good point.
Yeah. You gotta bring all those people in, and communities is one of the safer places to do that, right? To have some level of removal to this person that might feel different, and in this what might feel like a safer space in this community to get to know someone, might help you kind of stretch your boundaries in a safer way that then could open you up to allowing others in into
Oh,
more social circles, you know?
I love that. Yeah. Ugh, that's beautiful. That's like the art of social work right there. It's gorgeous.
Painting a beautiful picture. Happy
Totally.
trees. Happy trees, happy clouds. What does he say? I
Happy
forget.
accidents. Happy
Happy
accidents.
accidents. What?
I love that. I say that to myself now almost all the time when I make a mistake. I'm like, happy accidents, happy accidents.
Yeah.
Because you just never know what will happen. And, you know, part of the human existence is making mistakes, even very unintentional, right? Like that just happens all the time.
Yeah.
So even if I'm like writing a document and I'm switching keyboards, so I keep mistyping, I'll like tell myself, happy accidents, happy accidents, which is really fun.
I think the other piece I wanted to say about strong communities is I feel like the strong communities, like everyone is bought in and doing what they can to like truly be a part of that community and reach whatever the goal of that community is. I think sometimes, you know, you get people that are like, yeah, I want to join a community just for the clout or to say they are part of that community, but they're not
Oh, okay.
doing any of the work
Yeah.
of the community.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think that tends to be a strong one if you get too much of that, or if you don't hold those people accountable to be like, hey, we'd love to have you. We're glad you're here, but
Yeah.
we need. Like, where are your strengths and how can you bring that to the, not that everyone has to obviously do the exact same thing, right? Not everyone has to fundraise the exact same amount. We're all different. We're all gonna have different things we can, but are you putting in what you can into that community? If not, then go somewhere else. Find a different community. I got time for you.
We got different views on that.
Okay.
I think it's like a cost ratio. Like
Oh.
if enough people in the community are putting in, it will carry other parts of the community. So the more people you
Oh.
have buying in, the stronger the community. But you're always going to have people like that just aren't gonna participate unless unless things are at threat level midnight, right? Like there are gonna be people within your neighborhoods and communities that are gonna be the negative Nancys, or you know, just, well, I
Yeah.
don't want to, and you can't make me, and like, you know what I mean? Like, and that sucks, right? Because that is kind of like, we'll give them like they take 2 cents from the pile. But
Okay.
then if you have enough people around, and this is what I want to encourage listeners to be, the people that are putting in 5 cents, it will negate that, you know, like it will overcome that negative Nancy's presence.
Ooh.
So that's kind of what, but I also, because I did really want to mention this too, you know, serving and supporting your community shouldn't break you either. This should not be a huge mental
Ooh,
toll. Right. Like,
yeah.
so I think we talk a lot about things being a balance, but one thing I want to say is you can totally invest in your community, and not be broke doing it. This should be a mutually beneficial experience. Like, So I just want to caution people, I listeners with that, but I do agree with you. I think the feeling of like go find another community can, I understand that feeling, but I would worry that like removing that person farther from relationship and from a community
Right.
is just going to exasperate their already like you can't make me attitude, usually I think is what it has to
Yeah.
do with.
And you're so good at the, and always have been, right? That sort of like macro level stuff.
Oh yeah.
You're
Yeah,
like,
that's
you, and I think, and I agree with you on all levels, but I think you're right in those kind of bigger communities that you're talking about, you can carry those that aren't putting in as much or are negative.
yeah.
And I think I just tend to be a little more micro. So I'm thinking of much smaller groups where one person not putting in
Yeah.
is such a bigger deal. But you're still right. I mean, I agree. And that's why I love
Well,
you and this podcast is we can have differing opinions and talk about them. It's like, you know what? You're right. You're right.
well,
Maybe, yeah.
I think you're seeing it too through more, which would make sense with your kind of like, I think you're seeing it through a work community lens where you're right. In a work community, if someone's not pulling their weight, they have to be like, they need to find a different community if they can't, because like, 'cause I think some of it we're coming through. I'm thinking of my urban setting, right? Like all my neighbors are really close. So this is
Yeah.
my community that I'm talking about. And I think because you're rural, your community, you're kind of lensing it through as work, which
It's
is really
smaller.
tough.
Yeah.
But it will also have different parameters in the fact that like you have to be like, dude, you have to pull your weight. Like we can't all here
Can't
just,
pull anyone
yes,
else's weight.
exactly. Like we literally can't, because now we can't serve our community. You know
Right.
what I mean? So I think we're just seeing it through different lenses, because I think both have a time and place to
Yeah.
be, you know what I mean? So I don't think any of it's right or wrong. I think it's
No.
just like
Yeah.
different, yeah, like different lenses. But yeah, I do want to encourage our listeners, don't feel like you have to put in like $50 into your, I mean, I going back to the cents thing, $50, of course, if you could put that in your community, that's like nothing. But but I'm thinking of like, I'm trying to think of little ways. Can we think of little ways, like if you could advise, maybe in your work community, like that you're thinking of, kind of how can you invest in your community that doesn't negatively affect you, that isn't going to, like, if you're really strapped for time or resources or things like that, can
Yeah.
you think of anything?
I think for me, and whether it's work or family, or you have a small group, or it's your actual city, to me, it really does come back down to like finding my strengths.
Nice.
You know, like if finances are not my strength, if I'm already living paycheck to paycheck and I can't give, and I mean, I'll use this as an example at work. I'm financially fine, everyone, don't worry. But
Yeah.
like, that's not an area that I'm really strong in. So I choose not to fundraise for my
Oh,
work, right?
nice.
Because we're a nonprofit. That's all we do is fundraise. And most other people will like start fundraising pages and stuff.
Nice.
I don't have a ton to give. I don't like asking other people in my family and social circles to give. So what I choose to do is give my time. I have more of that. So I will go to all the events and I will work at all the events and I will like that's my way of giving back. So finding what I'm good at in the areas I have strengths in, then they don't feel like as much of a drain. Not that they are when you're giving to a community you truly believe in, it shouldn't feel draining, but
Yeah.
it feels easier somehow
Yeah.
to give in a way that is a strength for you.
I love that. And I think you've hit on something beautiful, is, and this is what I want people to kind of start viewing the possibility of communities in, is a mutually beneficial exchange.
Right.
You feel good. Your community feels good. I think we've got sometimes this real focus, and this is we can thank some philosophers for this concept that if you're doing something good and you feel good, then that's selfish. Like they're, you know, and that has really made it into our society. And I just want to say that's total fucking bullshit. Mutually beneficial experiences are beautiful. They are tremendous. They are what makes communities, they are what makes communities strong. I don't know if I pluralized that right. Anyway, anywho. But I think I love that. What do I like doing? What am I good at that would benefit the community? Like, oh gosh, let's see. Maybe you're really good at gardening. And you planted some flowers, you have some wildflower seeds left. Hey, if they're not going to he hurt the ecosystem, go spread them somewhere. You know, like, Or like maybe you have just always had a heart for displaced populations, or you've been displaced before and you have this empathetic connection, then make some goodie bags and put them in place. You know, like these concepts of like finding little ways that bring you joy to care for your community. That's social work at 1,000%. It's like that's like what I strive for every day. And I think yeah, it's just really things like that are just so beautiful. And the
You're
more you
good at like public speaking. Go talk to your city council, right? Go do all those things that you're good at. We're good at talking to each other and mental health. So we make a podcast to spread it, to spread what we're good at to a community.
That's
And
right.
everyone's good at something. You might not, I mean, all of you are good at something or enjoy something. Like, use that for good.
I love this. And here's a great thing that we kind of like a hashtag throwback. If you are thinking, I don't know what I like doing, that is what we would consider a red flag to go to therapy.
Time for therapy.
Let's get you into therapy because you should have things you enjoy. But yes, for real, get a professional. And I can, again, as the therapist, I would love it if someone came in to me and was like, I just realized I don't know what I love doing. And by the way, this happens all the time to people that are
All
professionals.
that I lived it for like 25 years, guys.
I mean, wouldn't you have loved it as a therapist if someone came in and was like, I just realized I don't know what I love doing? Oh boy.
Ooh, let's
Oh, we're gonna
go.
have
Let's
fun.
go.
Oh my gosh. You get to start trying new things and giving like activities a shot. And then if you don't like it, trying something new. Like I was just listening to Matthew McConaughey of all people. He's like basically, you know, he always has like that cool guy nonchalant, but he was explaining, like, I've been grinding my career, like, you know, for, and he just came out and he's like, I started playing tennis and I thought there was something wrong with me because I enjoyed this so much. And I was like, I must not be able to do this because I'm like liking it so
Because I
much.
actually enjoy it.
And I was like, oh, that's so precious. And so I hear that a lot, I think, from people that work really hard at a career and then build in a family too, because that is like, those are two, good luck having any time in between, right? Those are just massive things to take on. And then all of a sudden, like for a couple of my friends, it's been their kids have grown up. And they're like, and it actually with one set, I just think this is so precious. They were like, boy, we got to get hobbies. We should get them kind of together so we like have something to do together. Isn't that so cute? That was their real conversation.
Adorable.
And I was, and their kids are like school age. So they're like really planning ahead. I was like, dang, are you sure you're not a social worker? Like, that's awesome. She's a nurse though, so that makes sense because it's a helping professional. I think you have like this, like there's Anyway.
And as you're learning all of these, don't feel like you have to use them for your community. I don't want you to turn things you love into work. Do you know, like, there's a balance that you will find. But if that's what you have to do to learn what you like, to find your strengths, to then use those for good, then yeah, let's do that. Let's start that chain reaction, please.
Let's start that chain reaction,
Chugga
please.
chugga choo choo. Let's go.
I love that. I am pretty excited because it's almost spring, so we're getting ready to plant. And we kind of talked about this last week, but I'm going to do like a really food forward garden to see if I can like
Yeah.
share that out with my like very close community, which would be my neighborhood.
Right.
And so yeah, I think I'm going to kind of really look at that. We always we and this is really Aaron. He's so community minded without knowing that he's community minded. But like he'll always help a neighbor, like he'll mow their lawn.
Oh,
You know what I mean?
he
Like
would do
he's just,
anything for anybody
yeah.
with his
And
heart.
he is, it's so interesting because he definitely doesn't present or give off the vibe that like he's like Mr. Helpful. Maybe he does kind of, I think. But he would
You
fit
know, I
in.
could see if you didn't know him,
Yeah.
because he can be a little socially awkward to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
So
Oh,
I
yeah.
could see him not presenting as helpful as he truly is.
I think he doesn't present like as warm, I think.
That's
Like,
what it is.
like, because he's very, like, he can present very businessy businessman, because he is. But, like, if you, I mean, he will do anything and has for
Oh,
like,
yeah.
and it's so wonderful and just like, it's just awesome. So,
I'm
he,
honestly, no crying, like, so honored to be, like, to have seen Aaron behind the curtain. You know what I mean? Like, he's just such a wonderful, wonderful person. And I know there's probably a ton of people that don't ever get to see all the way back behind his curtain. And I just feel
yeah.
so honored to be one of them.
He is really wonderful. Like
Yeah.
really, like I think one of the highest compliments I can give someone is like they're a good egg, you know,
Yeah.
like which I don't know what I think I mean like good through and through. Like
Yes.
he's a very well-intended person. And at anything he does, like so all of
Yes.
the social circles that get to be a part of him, like I really feel like they're better to just, you know, because he really,
And so open to like growing.
oh yeah,
Which you don't see a lot, I think, sometimes.
I think you're right. Yeah,
With, you know, with
I mean you can
white
say
cisgendered males, you don't see that a ton of like open to different ideas and thoughts. And so I love that about him. And obviously Aaron has plenty a gift, but I think it's okay to realize sometimes it's just like, hey, I'm physically able, and that's what I
Yes.
can give to my community is I can just physically do some things for my community that maybe other members can't. And like I said, Aaron has way more gifts than being physically able, but
Yeah.
sometimes just that in and of itself of like, I'm physically able and I have tools and I could go fix this thing really quickly or build this thing for my community and it wouldn't be a huge ask. Whereas, you know, half your community probably couldn't do that or doesn't have that tool. Or so even those things are such gifts to a community.
I love that. I really appreciate that too, because you're so right. I think maybe sometimes we pressure ourselves where you're like, well, I'm not the best at it, so I shouldn't do it for the
Right,
community.
right.
You don't have to be. I think just being present and even being just a part of the troubleshooting to fix the problem,
Yeah.
even if you're not the one that fixes it, is such a beautiful thing. Like I was watching, kind of, there's a group of people, and it's like the cutest form of like anarchy. It's not really anarchy, but where they're going around and at night they're sneakily filling potholes.
Yeah.
And it's like that like appeals to me so much because you get to be sneaky, right? You got to wear masks because technically it's quote unquote illegal, but you're like bettering the community. And I'm like, oh man, I'm all about that on like every level, like because it does that makes it safer for like people that need
Yeah.
wheelchair access, that need and they can't wait 2.5 years for the city to have the funds to fix it.
Right.
And I'm just like that, it's almost like a very low level Robin Hood principle of like,
Yeah.
I will care for and protect my community Anyway, I really loved that. I was like, okay, I can get behind that. I can,
So you do that. I definitely need my sleep and don't like doing illegal things, but like I will bake you guys cookies and like leave cookies and Gatorade out for you.
I love
Okay.
that. I'm not saying I
Hot
do
coffee.
that. I'm not admitting to ever doing illegal activities, and I want to be very clear if this is ever used against me, that I would never,
Never.
never, hand to God, from these lips to God's ears, would never do anything illegal.
Right. But
Yeah.
I do think that brings a good point though. Like, I know there are sometimes there's like communities or causes that you believe in, but you're like, I just can't like physically go do that. Or like, I just don't know how, like, there might be some sort of barrier or boundary.
Yeah.
Then find a way to support the people doing that.
Love that.
You
I
know
love
what I mean?
that.
Like, that is also being part of the community.
Yep. Pump them up. Pump them up on
Right.
social media. You
Right.
know, like, hey, I just want you to know what you're doing is so important and I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
Love it. Strengthen the community. Love it. You know, things like that. I think you've
Yeah.
made a great point, is like there's so many teeny tiny little things that we can be doing. And I think I'm actually going to be meditating on this and maybe do a report back of like other things and other ways that I'm like, how can I make a tiny difference to strengthen this community, to bring that out, the people that have been pushed out in,
Yep.
and make my community stronger. And I'm excited about that, to just really be, because I know there's probably things I do subconsciously as a social worker
Right.
that, like, I don't even think like, oh, but I think it's worth a shout out. I love your idea of like, it's okay if you can't be there, find a way to support those who are.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Susan, that's
Bake
good.
them some cookies or something. Like whatever you're good at and you can do and you enjoy, do that.
It. Do it.
Do it.
Cookies sound really good. If you could have any type of cookie right now, what would you have?
Oh, I'm about I we have the boys this weekend, so I'm gonna go make some chocolate chip cookies before I leave to run errands all day.
That is so cute.
Just a
That's
good old basic chocolate chip cookie, though.
I love a good chocolate chip cookie. Like especially if it's kind of chewy. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh God. Yeah.
I got you.
I have some Ghirardelli brownie mix that I think I'm gonna make. It's like the double dark chocolate or something.
Okay.
Yeah, and doesn't that sound
Double dark, yeah.
so good right now?
Yeah, double dark.
Okay, yeah, that's probably what I'm doing today. Oh my gosh, it sounds so lovely. Oh man, well, I want to encourage people again as we wrap the episode to really think of ways to strengthen your community from the lens that a strong community is making sure everybody's there. How are we bringing in everybody into our community?
Right.
And it can, again, but with balance, it shouldn't wipe you out.
Right.
Play on your strengths. And for goodness sakes, if you've got an idea, let us know, because I really want to shout that out.
Yeah, what are your communities? What are the ways we can get
Yes.
involved and support you and your communities? I love that.
Yes. And spread those good ideas. That's the point of this podcast. Let's spread out those good community ideas, because
Love this.
it's a gift to be in a community, and you've got the power to strengthen it.
You've got the
You've got the
power.
power.
So
Oh
many
boy.
songs.
I
So
did a lot of solos today. It's because the sun's out.
we're gonna have to have a Two Friends, One Chat soundtrack.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What a crazy little mix of music that would be.
Okay, we actually should, and then see if we can like post the playlist somewhere.
Of like all the songs we've pulled out. Oh.
Or maybe just you and I, like, build, it's basically like a friend mix for people to listen to.
Oh.
We could do that.
Okay.
Let's do that. We'll work on that. Okay, I'm gonna write that down.
Okay.
Next week, or next episode, we will have a friend playlist. And maybe you pick five and I'll pick five.
Okay. Just like about friends or
I think just about how we're feeling and why you would put this on the playlist. And the playlist,
Ooh, okay.
yeah. What should we title this playlist though? Like, should it be like pump up playlist or make it through playlist or like, what do we want to vibe? What's the vibe of this playlist?
So many vibes. I mean, I feel like we always need a pump up.
Yeah, let's start with pump. Let's do a pump up. Okay,
Pump up
'cause
playlist, yeah.
all right, guys, this is our promise to you. We will be releasing for the first time a pump up playlist
Ooh.
for your pleasure.
I'm
Very excited for this.
so excited. I'm trying to think, do I already have a playlist in my phone for this? But no. My current favorite playlist right now on my phone, I called it Bangers. It's just
Nice.
those like 80s, 90s songs that like you hear it on anywhere and you're just like, oh, here we go, you know, and you're like, And then
That,
some of them make me cry. Half of them make me cry.
oh yeah, that's the goods. That's the
The
goods
good
right
stuff. Yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Oh,
That's not this though. I'm gonna create a better list for pumping myself up.
I definitely have a list called Pump Up already on my
Me.
phone.
Oh.
I'll probably look at it, but it's and Annie Pump Up might be a little bit more melancholy, I think, than the normal person's pump up list. So I'm
Okay.
gonna pick some of the bigger bumpers, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm
You guys,
excited.
yeah. You guys should be excited. This is gonna be, you're gonna get a gift, is what you're gonna get.
I
Oh, it's so awesome.
love it.
Well, reach out, guys, and stay well. And remember, let's look at really strengthening and loving our communities.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.